This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. A special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram will begin in Lok Sabha today. According to the official sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will initiate the debate in the Lok Sabha. 10 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the full-day discussion will start at 12, while a debate on electoral reforms will be taken up tomorrow.
There will be a special discussion on 150th anniversary of national song Vande Mataram on Monday. The discussion will start at 12 noon and will go on for the full day. On Tuesday, the 9th December, there will be discussion on election reform. And my special appeal to all the opposition party members to cooperate fully and also to enrich the parliamentary proceedings.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that country's motto of Vikas Bhi, Virasat Bhi reflects a commitment to ensuring that modernization and urbanization strengthen culture rather than erasing India's cultural roots. Mr. Modi stated this in his message at the inaugural ceremony of the 20th session of UNESCO's Intergovernmental Committee for Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage in New Delhi yesterday. The session is commencing at Red Fort in the national capital from today and will continue till 13th of this month. The event was attended by Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, UNESCO Director General Khalid El-Naini and other dignitaries. Speaking at the event, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said, besides being home to many UNESCO heritage sites, India has itself undertaken many projects to preserve and conserve heritages across the world.
A key dimension of that engagement is preservation of intangible heritage. In doing so, we acknowledge that traditions, languages, rituals, music, craftsmanship, festivals, and performing arts are invaluable aspects of human inheritance.
Government has reassured that domestic airlines are operating smoothly and at full capacity, with IndiGo showing steady improvement. The Civil Aviation Ministry said in a release that flight schedules are moving back towards normal levels and air travel operations across the country are stabilizing at a fast pace. IndiGo has announced that it has processed refunds worth 610 crore rupees and returned around 3,000 pieces of baggage after recent disruptions. Meanwhile, the Director General of Civil Aviation has given an additional 24 hours deadline for IndiGo CEO Peter Elbers and the airline's accountable manager Isidro Porqueras to respond to show cause notices. India has delivered 300 metric tons of emergency relief to Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu as part of a 1,000-ton assistance package from Tamil Nadu. The aid was handed over by Indian High Commissioner Santosh Jha to Sri Lankan Minister Vasantha Samarasinghe to support families and communities affected by recent cyclonic storms and floods, which have killed 618 people and displaced thousands. A second shipment of 700 tons is expected to reach Trincomalee this morning. Telangana is set to host the two-day Telangana Rising Global Summit 2025 in Hyderabad beginning today. Global leaders, industry heads and experts will attend 27 sessions on key sectors like energy, IT, healthcare and startups. Major organizations including the WHO, World Bank, ADB and UNICEF will participate in the event. The state will also release its Telangana Rising 2047 vision document, aiming for a $3 trillion economy by 2047. In Madhya Pradesh, in a major breakthrough, 10 Maoists, including most wanted commander Surinder alias Kabir, carrying 77 lakh rupees bounty, laid down arms in Balaghat district in the presence of Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav yesterday. The Chief Minister said the state government is committed to completely eradicating Naxalism and making Madhya Pradesh free from Naxal violence. In men's hockey, India defeated host South Africa 5-2 in the first match of the three-match series in Cape Town. The second hockey for India, goals came from Shailanand Lakra, Aditya Lalge, Amit Rohidas, Harmanpreet Singh and Dilpreet Singh, while Mustafa Kasim and Vive Mevata scored for South Africa. The second hockey test will be played today at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time at Hartley Vale Stadium in Cape Town. And that is the end of this news bulletin.